And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is substance and illusion. Each of my guests is discussing his topic, and you'll decide whether there's substance or it's an illusion. My next guest is a highly successful internet marketer, a trainer, an author, and an international motivational speaker. We'll discuss his unique methodology and techniques that have generated over $233 million in sales and profits for his clients. And if you have a question or if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Alex Mandozian has generated over $300 million in sales and profits for his clients and his partners via what he calls electronic marketing media, such as TV infomercials, online catalogs, 24-hour recorded messages, phone fax, broadcasting, teleseminars, webinars, podcasts, and internet marketing. He has personally consulted with Dale Carnegie Training, NYU, OneShoppingCart.com, Mutuals.com, Pinnacle, and the list goes on and on. He's hosted teleseminars for many of the world's top thought leaders such as Mark Victor Hansen, Jack Canfield, Stephen Covey, Les Brown, David Allen right here in Ojai, Vic Conant, Brian Tracy, and that list goes on and on and on. He is the founder and CEO of Heritage House Companies, a boutique electronic marketing and publishing company that repurposes written and spoken educational content for worldwide distribution. He's also the founder of the Electronic Marketing Institute. He's trained over 15,000 teleseminar students since 2002 and claims that practically any entrepreneur can transform their annual income into a monthly income once they apply his principle-centered electronic marketing strategy. And it should be noted that Alex's 2001 annual income became his hourly income by the year of 2006. He lives in the San Francisco Bay Area with his wife and his two children, and he enjoys over what he calls 90 free days each year. Joining us from the Bay Area, hi, Alex. How are you today?
Hi, Bill. Nice to join you during the holidays.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. And what you've done is remarkable. In 5 years, you were able to transform your annual income into your monthly income. That is very impressive. But that was before the Great Recession of 2008. Can anyone accomplish this same feat in today's economic environment?
The answer is yes. And it starts with an intention. I don't know if we're out of the Great Recession of 2008. We may be right in the middle of the W, and it may be going down again before it goes up. But what I do know is that it starts with an intention and a purpose, and that's what we did when we began in 2001. I had a huge income drop from $300,000 to $63,000, which was my 2001 income annual, and the reason for the drop is I went from corporate America to entrepreneurship, and that's exactly what's happened over the years with many people starting. Today, there is a way to do it, but it is very difficult to do with any of the three pillars of wealth, which is real estate, stocks, and starting your own business. The internet, there's no myth that the internet can make you the money if you know what you're doing and how you're doing it with a very specific purpose.
Well, now that's interesting because there's so many people out of work, Alex. And are there really customers out there to buy products, whether it's on the internet or even in bricks and mortar stores?
The answer is yes, because people are buying from all over the world. When we have some eligibility of purchase online, it's not just in my area here in the Bay Area or in the Ventura County area for you, but it's throughout the world. Singapore, Germany, Italy, all parts of the world, and many parts of the world are not going through the same recession that we have experienced.
Well, that's very true. Now, give us an idea. What percentage of your business comes from outside of the United States versus inside of the United States?
Probably over 50%. I can't give you an exact figure, but somewhere between 45 to 50% comes from outside. So if I just relied on the United States or North America, I'd be, you know, half as well.
It would cut your income in half. It's funny that you should say that, Alex, because a lot of your compadres, people that we've had on the show, say the same thing, that their business is moving outside of the United States, that they're speaking to large groups in China, in Korea, in Singapore, places like that. So it's definitely a global environment that we're in. My guest is Alex Mandozian. So, Alex, you say that there is one word, really, that turns an annual income into a monthly income. And I was surprised. That word isn't honesty. It's not transparency. It's not even caring. What is that one word that really turns the tide for any internet entrepreneur?
It's the same word that makes a good author great. It's the same word that makes a good parent great. The same word that makes a good teacher great. That word is sincerity. When someone can detect true sincerity, then they will follow you. And the type of internet marketing that we do relies on sincerity as its driving engine and fuel.
All right. Now, you have a great saying that you assert that certain business tools that we use today that we just take for granted are, in fact, more valuable than we realize. You say that we can turn our telephones into distribution centers, our computer mice into ATM cards, and our computers into ATM machines. That's a big statement. How do you manage to transform all of those devices into money-making devices for you?
Bill, I'm impressed. You've done your homework. It's very simple. First of all, to say those things gets attention. And I believe that the computer is a possible ATM machine, knowing how to use it. The type of internet marketing that I'm suggesting isn't a product launch of a new product or selling on eBay or selling books to Amazon. It's having your own membership site. And the reason that your computer can turn into an ATM machine or your mouse can turn into an ATM card is because when you are creating a membership site, you are having an affinity amongst members. When you have a product sold, the people who purchase your products or services don't have any affinity or relationship with each other. But a membership site, what ends up happening is they pay a little bit each month. Someone is much more willing to pay you $1,000 over 2 years than $1,000 at once. And that is the premise that we're working with here.
Oh, now that's a very, very keen idea. Alex, so tell me, why is a membership site, why is that technique so important to a sort of a work-at-home entrepreneur who wants to make big bucks?
Well, the beauty of it is I remember the days when there were three national broadcasting networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC. And I'm 47. There was UHF and there was local broadcast. Then Ted Turner came along and there became 25, 30 channels on cable. Now we literally have 500 channels because of satellite TV. The same thing is happening with the internet. There are certain forums and groups of affinity, people who have keen interest on very specific topics. Some can be hobbies, some can be just general interest. And when you find the clusters of people, and they can be anywhere in the world, on a certain website, you have yourself a membership site. And we have over 200 niches that you could be interested in where you turn your life's passion or purpose into profits a little bit each time, starting with $1,000 a month. So someone paying $27 a month, okay, that's less than a dollar a day. If you have 38 members, you're making an extra $1,000 a month. $12,000 a year is not something to laugh at. That's extra spending money for anyone, especially during the holidays.
Wow, that certainly is. And that's the kind of money that gets people's attentions. My guest is Alex Mendozian. So, Alex, 200 niches. Give us an idea of some of the niches that are out there that might be of interest to my listeners.
Well, believe it or not, a niche such as knitting, another niche such as dog training. There have been niches on specific types of birds and parrots. I've had a niche on iguanas, of all things. There are iguana lovers out there.
Wow.
It's amazing what you can make money on. If people have interest in and are committed, then the interest can turn into profit.
That is great. Well, Alex, so talk to me about this. What does money-making really mean to you, I mean, by definition? Because, you know, you don't do all of this just for the money itself. What's the end game for you?
Ultimately, one word, and that is freedom. Freedom of wanting to do business wherever I want, whenever I want, with whomever I want, and the freedom for my family. I call myself a family-centered entrepreneur. My wife is the CEO of our household. Her name is Amy, and she's been my best life coach, and I'm in my first and only marriage for life, God willing, and we have two great kids, and only the internet can allow me to do what I'm doing, because I can do it from anywhere in the world. So freedom is what money-making is. Money only makes us more of what we are. So if you still have to work on yourself, if anyone's listening, if there's work to do internally, money's going to make it only worse. So I recommend working on character first and then have the money come pouring in.
Well, that's sage advice. My guest is Alex Mendozian. Alex, you're lighting up the phones. We've got a caller. Caller, you've got a question for Alex?
Yes, I do. Happy holidays, Alex. Bill, this is Raven Blair Davis.
Hi there.
Hey, my friend. I have a question, Alex. You brought up memberships, and I'm starting to develop that. My question is, there's so many different membership sites out there. What's the difference of a winning membership site, one that's effective and sustainable, versus just a membership site?
Okay, great question. Start with your own passion. Start with something that you have the right to talk about. And so when you do that, you can find clusters of other humans who have that same affinity and same interest. And when you find them through forums, through social media, they're out there. They're easy to find. Google can help you do that. Once you do that, then you give them content worthy of their devotion and charge them a little bit each month. I recommend $27 a month. Again, an extra $1,000 you can make each month with 38 members. People are more likely to do that than pay you that $1,000 up front, as you probably know by now.
Wow. Raven, great question. Thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for being a listener to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain.
Love your show, Billy.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Happy holidays, Alex.
Thank you much.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Wow, well, that was great. What a glowing endorsement for you. So, Alex, give us some of the secret sauce. How does this system work? Give us the nuts and bolts, if you can.
Okay. Well, nuts and bolts, first of all, is to identify a passion that you have. It could be a hobby, but it is monetizable if you can find that same passion at websites such as dummies.com or amazon.com in a book form or ebay.com. These are not browsing platforms. These are buying platforms. People go to eBay to buy. People go to Google to browse. And so when people go to Google to search for something, they think they're looking for buyers, but they're not. They're actually looking for browsers in most cases. So if you have a passion, see if that same passion is available at another platform, such as ClickBank.com. The Dummies books have over 1,600, 1,700 titles. If a title is on your topic, chances are you're going to find people who have clusters with on the Internet. You can find clusters of people to be part of your membership site.
Wow. I mean, that's worth it right there. I love the distinction that people who go to Amazon, people who go to eBay, they're buyers. People who go to Google, they're just browsers.
Yes,
what other? I mean, that's brilliant. What else?
Well, most important is you have to be very specific with your knowledge, because specific knowledge makes more money. In real estate and in stocks and bonds right now, if you have specific knowledge, some people are making lots of money. But general knowledge goers cannot do that because it's gotten much too specialized. So that's why if you have a passion in an area, the more specific you get, just like I gave some specific examples, my area is making money on the Internet through membership sites.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you get more specific and can give people content worthy of their devotion and what's called drip on them over the months and month after month after month, coming up with new content and give them a reason to connect, such as a forum, F-O-R-U-M, inside your membership site, people will actually come to that forum and just interact.
Oh, that is brilliant. My guest is Alex Mendoza, and we're talking, of course, about making money on the Internet. So, Alex, you've done this, and obviously your life turned around between the years 2001 and 2006.
Yes.
What does the future look like for somebody who runs with your system and really does it well? Give us some examples of some successful students that you've had.
Well, I'll give you a successful student, colleague, and now a partner. His name is Chris. He started in 2008. By 2009, he had never been on the Internet. And by 2009... working two membership sites, he became a millionaire. He made $1 million in a day one time.
Wow.
And what ends up happening is once you have some success, you find partners. And once you find partners, you have partner launches with each other. Now, you can't leapfrog. You got to first become a little bit successful so you get attention. And then after you got the attention, you can reciprocate with your own partnership. And once partners assist you, you not only have your own forces, you have all of theirs as well, and a membership launch with partners can generate over $1 million in a day. So Chris is a very, very good example.
All right.
We have another example who works with people who have diabetes, and she's an athlete, and she helps promote diabetes events where people can actually be running marathons and triathlons. And, you know, she wanted to start an Internet business. She's part of a mastermind that I put together. She made money on sponsorships. And she made over $20,000 just on sponsorships because of the topic. And that money didn't come in through the Internet. It came from the side because of what she was doing on the Internet. There she was advertising and promoting. A sponsor raised their head and said, you know what? I'm in. They raised their hand and they gave her $20,000. And now she's attracting more and more sponsors. The most difficult thing is the first sale, and after that, it becomes easier and easier.
All right. My guest is Alex Mendoza. And Alex, differentiate for us between two types of groups that you just mentioned in that last answer. One in, you were talking about Chris, and he does joint ventures with other people and partners with them.
Yes.
Differentiate between joint ventures and affiliate marketing.
Okay. Well, joint ventures typically are to, and this is a colloquial term, so some of the people listening may have other definitions, but the way we define it is a joint venture is where you're joint venturing with someone else. So let's say I have a list, and Jack Canfield, my good friend who lives not far from your station.
Just up the road.
Yeah, we do a joint venture together, and we are reciprocating with our social media as well as our email list. Email does not work as well anymore, but social media is working exceptionally well. That's a joint venture. With affiliate marketing, typically I will be reselling something, such as, let's say, a membership, and I have lots of affiliates who also may be members of mine, and by simply giving them the opportunity using some of the sales tools that we've put together ourselves by managing that affiliate program, they can resell it and get little bits of commissions as a result of reselling, kind of like recommending a restaurant or recommending a movie. They're getting paid for that. Of course, the network marketing industry has done that for many, many years. The Internet's different. It's not multi-level, but on one tier, it's not bad to make an extra $1,000 for a few recommendations.
No, it's certainly not. My guest is Alex Mandozian. So, Alex, you've got my juices going. What's the first action step that somebody listening to the sound of your voice needs to take to get on the road to really increasing their income?
Number one is to go and dive into, really get close to point A. That's you. What is it that you really love to do? And many times, you have to write down what you don't like to do, because once you do that through process of elimination, you will find out what you really want. And what you really want is your passion. What really juices you up in the morning? If you were free to do anything you wanted, what would it be? What would it be to be promoting? It's not selling when you enjoy doing it. It's almost like breathing. So that's the first step. The second step is to find communities online, on social media, on any of the buying platforms such as dummies.com, amazon.com, ebay.com. Find and make sure that passion is monetizable. Monetizable means, you know, the ability to make money. And then look for forums. If you type into Google, look for forums with that topic, and you will see people gathered and talking about that topic. And the goal is not to promote them right away. The goal is to participate. I want to repeat that. Participate and commit to be part of that group. And when you start participating, Bucky Fuller said the only failure in life is the failure to participate. Once you participate and generate some rapport and credibility, then you can allure them into a starting membership site with not a lot of content, but just having a few conversations at a very small dollar amount per month, under $30 even.
All right. My guest is Alex Mendoza. And Alex, in that answer, you didn't say anything about education. Now, you've got an event coming up in January where people who are interested might get a little bit of that background in education about what you're talking about. Tell us a little bit about what you've got planned for January.
Well, the reason I didn't is I didn't want to be self-serving, but now that you asked, I'm going to tell you about it. And that education is of how to create a membership site from scratch in 3 days or less, and it's called the Ultimate Membership Site Seminar, ultimatemembershipsiteseminar.com. Very simple, 3 days. They're connected live to the Internet, never been done before. We have pre-training, and we even have post-training. So the event, the 3 days, is really kind of the meat in between the slices of bread of the sandwich, and it's happening in Los Angeles in January.
In January? And what dates in January will that be?
Well, thank you. It's the 13th, 14th, and 15th of January, just after the New Year. We designed it specifically to fulfill those New Year's resolutions dealing with freedom and money-making, to offset some of the net worth that many people have lost at $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a month at a time with building membership sites. UltimateMembershipSiteSeminar.com. All the information is there.
All righty. And that, just for people who don't have a calendar in front of them, that's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So you really only have to take one day off from work if you want to participate in that. Down in the LAX area, so it's not that far. Alex, it has been great. I can't believe how quickly the time has gone. Thank you for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Billy, and happy holidays to you, please.
Merry Christmas to you. Take care.